This morning in downtown Anchorage, it was hard to find someone who didn't have a story to tell about their earthquake experience. KSKA's Anne Hillman talked to residents and filed this report.
Ken Bates-Holtz was walking on the Chester Creek Trail during the windless morning when the trees began moving and a flock of geese suddenly flew off. He says he followed suit and started running.
Because I was frightened, I had no idea exactly what it was. I just thought I'd get out of that clump of trees where I was, because a whole, flurry of leaves started to fall. Yeah, it was very peculiar.
Up the road at Nusagaya's Market, Erin Wade Hemphill was working at the coffee shop. She says the quake was obvious.
We saw the sign shaking, and then the aisle started moving, and we kind of, all three of us, are just standing around and then when things started falling and actually kind of flying off the shelves, we decided to get out of the building because there's a lot of stuff that can come down on us here. Usually they tell you don't go outside, but we made the decision to go outside.
Some guests at the downtown Marriott fled the building as well. Valet Corey Roybal was outside when it happened, and people started evacuating the building. He says he tried to calm down the out-of-town guests.
It just sort of alarmed a lot of people, and you get people asking if we knew if there were aftershocks coming, you know, and we just tell them, well, they're earthquakes, you know. I was like, no, you know, nothing like that.
Karen Gaborik is from Fairbanks. She says she's felt plenty of quakes before, but being in Anchorage made it different.
When you're, you know, in a larger city and near the coast and, you know, on silt, a little bit more concerning.
Gaborik was in the basement of the Denina Center at the time, and she says she stayed put, but she wasn't sure if it was really the safest place to be. Up on the surface, Bill Speer was driving, and because of that, he was one of the few who said he couldn't feel a thing.
Unless it's severe, like in the 1964 earthquake where it was actually tossing cars around, no, there's no apparent indicators that there's an earthquake going on.
Speer says he only knew the quake was happening because he heard about it on the radio. But 10 stories up in a glass-walled corner office of the ConocoPhillips building, Elizabeth Lopez took cover under her desk.
I mean, the building rolled back and forth. We swayed to the left and right, and another jolt came in, and I started grabbing my cell phone and my bag.
Lopez is a floor warden and followed up with her office mates to make sure they were safe. She says it's important to be prepared.
Be ready to make sure you have your correct footwear and coverage, and then you follow what the exercise that we're supposed to do when, you know, duck, hide, and cover. And that's the best way. And do not ever leave the building unless someone tells you that it's safe to leave the building.
Others reported lampposts swaying, figurines breaking, and dogs crouching to the ground near their owners. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.